Yeah, I mean, there's actually, so we have a lot of ex-Twitter people. They don't have any ex-Foursquare people. That's kind of, that's just the nature of us being a small company. But yeah, we're friends. You know, we use them for, you can sign up through, you know, you can like look up friends via your Twitter friends. You know, you can basically see like which of your Twitter friends is also on Foursquare, right? Stuff like that. We're using them. You know, when you look at how Foursquare tweets, you know, when we push them into Twitter, like how they're displayed, we are obviously getting some special treatment because, you know, you can expand these views and you see a picture and you can see the, you know, the map and so forth. So we have a very good relationship with them, yeah.
So if there's an issue, you just have to cross the street.
Not anymore, right? They used to be right here.
Yeah.
Now they're up the street on the market.
Okay. Wow.
It's still not a long walk.
It's just a
down
long
the
walk.
Road.
Yeah.
Down the road.
Yeah, and the same thing with Facebook. Everybody is kind of semi-competing, but we're also, you know...
You must bump into each other in...
What's it?
You must bump into each other at parties,
yeah, all the
and stuff.
Time.
So surely everyone's friends.
We used to work together.
You have a place.
We'll work together again in the future.
Yeah.
We're already bumping into people that
we've
met.
Places I was at.
Yeah.
We're already bumping into people that we've met this week. This place is incredibly small. You
small.
Do
yeah.
meet
yeah.
people very quickly.
Yeah.
So it is extraordinary small town. It does give you that... advantage. You say that you host events, don't you? That
mm-hmm.
you do a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so
we do like hackathons on the weekends.
Hackathons?
We
yep.
do, you know, some like one of our investors is going to have a portfolio cocktail party here in 2 weeks. You know, something like we had Glimpse is a company down here. Stuart Butterfield,
right.
who started Flickr.
Yeah.
He has his game company down here. They were running a hackathon for their team, but their office is so small, and so they asked us, like, hey, can we get your office over the weekend? We're like, why not? Right?
Mm.
Like if you give it handed over on Monday and it's clean and you raid our fridge, then you go ahead. So yeah, no people help each other. Why not?
That's cool.
That's
so do you think most
sorry, go for it.
Do you think most companies here want to conquer the US market, or do most of them have an international, you know, I think about the international market, or is it just in kind of levels, you know, like you do US first and then more international?
Yeah, companies have different approaches. We started in New York, then we started, and then I think we kind of expanded to a set number of cities, but they were already international, and then at some point we just went global. I think most companies here have the ambition to have a global product,
right?
I think like nobody kind of goes out and like builds something just for the US, just like in Europe, nobody would go out and like build just something for France. Like, why would you? Like, that's the beauty of software, right? You can translate things. You know, if you make it kind of universally applicable and usable, then it should be used by everybody.
Hmm. I don't know if that. I mean, I'm sure I've talked to people in the UK that are really making UK-based products. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe for media companies that would make sense, right? But. For social networking?
Yeah, no. If it's social media, then it would be, true.
Right.
Sorry, to go back to the previous question thing on hackathons, what's sort of the subject of your hackathons? Do you have specific goals that you want to meet within the firm?
Right, so no. So we always open up the API, then it's a global hackathon. You know, we have teams from all over, Estland, UK, Germany, Indonesia, Japan, and they all work for the weekend. And a lot of them have their own ideas. And so they build like a game, or they build like a merchant interface or something like that. And sometimes we, like to our own teams, maybe we have a couple of ideas that we couldn't fit into the roadmap. Then we can throw those out and like see if somebody can like hack them together in a weekend, and something we can give to a partner or something like that. So it totally depends.
Yeah. Okay. So it can be open, or it can be.
And it's
direct.
A good way for you to, well, hire some people to.
Totally. Right. Like if there are some people. Like we usually give away, like the winners have a dinner with Dennis. It's great to talk shop. It's good for networking. It's definitely like a great way if you want to work for a company like us. It's a great way to show off your skills. It can be all of that.
So it seems like it's quite hard for international people to come and work here.
Mm.
When I was talking to some Brits here last time, they were having some problems.
Yeah.
And then they were saying the best way to do it is to set up a company and then you just have your company acquired by a bigger company. And that
one way to look at it, I guess.
Yeah,
that's not how we haven't acquired any company to like bring in people from. It's also like it's challenging, right, for a small company like us to acquire somebody and then deal with all the international
Legals.
Stuff.
Yeah.
We have, for example, Sam Brown is one of our early front-end engineers. He is in Edinburgh, in Scotland. And so for the longest time, he worked remotely. And then, you know, we realized he's now such an integral part of the team. We're actually now slowly getting him over here. I think we're having some people that are currently working out of a small London office, and they're waiting for their visas to come.
Yeah.